Animal agriculture organizations are expressing concerns about the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations and the need for key concessions regarding market access in different countries for products including beef, pork, poultry, and dairy. American Soybean Association President Wade Cowan of Texas says while they have few concerns for their own commodity in the negotiations, they stand in support of the livestock industry's concerns.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, I think, is going to be a good deal whenever they get it all put together. TPA has allowed us to get back in this game to re-engage on a high level because either we were going to be involved in this process or the Chinese. And so we needed to be in the room. We needed to be in the making these deals. And it's going to be a great deal for soybean producers, I have no doubt in my mind. But at ASA, we're continually watching out because we don't want our partners in animal agriculture left behind. It's a very important thing for us in ASA to remember that we're all in agriculture together. It's all one family, and we don't leave our brothers behind just so that we can do better. And so we've sent that message out. We've worked with pork producers, and we've worked with the dairy industry, and we're trying to make sure that everybody gets the same message out and that we don't make a bad deal that hurts one sector of the ag economy while it helps those in the other. Like I said, we've never had any doubt that in soybeans that we're going to get a good deal in this Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we just want to make sure that all of the other sectors in ag get that same benefit because they're our customers too, and we need them to have a healthy industry as well.
All segments of agriculture are closely watching TPP trade talks this week in Hawaii as U.S. negotiators are working to wrap up a deal that they can send to Congress for approval. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.